This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party gives 2 days to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli to think about its claim of the Home Ministry. Malaysian Home Minister arrives in Nepal to discuss foreign employment. Fifth Spatial Planning Platform meeting begins in Kathmandu. Experts from 13 Asia-Pacific countries participating in the conference. And European Union leaders meeting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev today. Now the news in detail. Rashtriya Swatantra Party has given 2 days to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Coordinator of High-Level Political Mechanism and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli to think on its Home Ministry claim. The joint meeting of the Central Committee and Parliamentary Party of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP held at Party Office Basundhara yesterday evening decided to provide 2 more days to Prime Minister Dahal and UML Chairman Oli to decide on whether they agreed to confer the Home Ministry portfolio on RSP. RSP Chairman Lami Chani lost the post of Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister and Party Chair at once after his citizenship was annulled by Supreme Court on January 27. He became the Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister in the Dahal-led government on December 26. However, Rabi Lami Chani regained the Nepali citizenship from Kathmandu District Office 2 days after the court verdict. Despite losing the post of the Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister with the court verdict, the RSP is claiming to its stake on the Home Ministry portfolio. Meanwhile, the Maoist Centre has urged the RSP and its chairman Lami Chani to stay patient till the full text of the Supreme Court verdict on his citizenship case was released. The Malaysian Home Minister Saifuddin Nasution Ismail arrived in Kathmandu yesterday on a 3-day visit to Nepal. During his time in Nepal, the Malaysian Home Minister will hold an official meeting with Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Dol Prasad Aryal. The meeting will focus on the Foreign Worker Employment Relaxation Plan. The plan aims at easing some provisions for foreign employees aspiring to work in critical sectors. Minister Ismail will return home coming Saturday. Malaysia is one of the important foreign employment destinations for Nepali migrant workers. The government has formed a 6-member high-level task force to resolve the entire issues prevailing in the country's physical infrastructure and transport sector. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Naren Kaji Shrestha, constituted the task force yesterday. The task force is led by Professor Dr. Rajendra Prasad Adhikari and is given a month-long time to make recommendations on bringing about reforms in transport infrastructure and service management. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said respect for artists will cultivate the ground for the nation to see its increased height and prestige. Inaugurating a painting exhibition organized by the Nepal Academy of Fine Arts in Naksal yesterday, the Prime Minister said the role of the Academy in establishing Nepal in the fine arts deserved applause. Minister for Health and Population Padam Giri has directed the concerned agencies to promptly manage booster doses of COVID-19 vaccines in the view of the risk of the COVID infection. While inspecting the Department of Health Services yesterday, the Health Minister said it was urgent to manage booster shots as COVID-19 could spread into Nepal due to the open border with India. The Nepali Congress has said it will file candidacy for the post of Vice Chairman of the National Assembly. Party's Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak said the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Working Committee meeting held yesterday decided to nominate a candidate from the party in the February 6th elections to the post of Vice Chair of the Upper House. Leader Lekhak said the party decided to run for the post of Vice Chairman of the National Assembly and would proceed after discussing with other parties. The fifth spatial planning platform meeting began in Nepal yesterday with the participation of urban planning experts from 13 countries of the Asia-Pacific region. Coordinated by the Ministry of Urban Development in Nepal, the two-day meeting has been organized in collaboration with the Government of Japan and the UN Habitat in Kathmandu. The aim of the event is to learn how stakeholders are considering developing and rolling out adequate responses to challenges like developing national and sub-national spatial planning policies and instruments. The theme for the meeting is Local Planning for Integrated and Climate-Adaptable Urban Development. Inaugurating the meeting, Urban Development Minister Bikram Pandey expressed the hope that the conference would provide a guideline for building infrastructures and prove to become fruitful in the sustainable development of the urban areas. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khemire has pointed out the need to make the role of the Parliament accountable and effective. Inaugurating an orientation on parliamentary procedures and practices organized by the Federal Parliament Secretariat yesterday for the members of the House of Representatives, the Speaker said the Parliament should be responsive for its effectiveness. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Thruba Bahadur Pradhan, said the parliamentary responsibilities could be fulfilled only with efficient adoption of the parliamentary rules and procedures. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Bimala Rai Powdil yesterday left for Colombo to attend the 75th Independence Day celebrations of Sri Lanka. The minister will be participating in the 75th Independence Day functions as an honored guest in Colombo. The Independence Day functions are happening on the 3rd and 4th of February, that is today and tomorrow. In Colombo, Foreign Affairs Minister Powdil is scheduled to meet with her counterpart Ali Sabri and attend a cultural festival organized by the Presidential Secretariat in the Independence Square on the 3rd of February, that is today. She will also pay courtesy calls on Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe and Prime Minister Dinesh Gunawardene. A petition has been registered at the Supreme Court challenging the decision of Patna High Court to release a rape-accused cricketer Sandeep Lamichani on bail. The government advocates moved to the Apex Court seeking to repeal the decision to release Lamichani and to undertake further investigation by keeping him in custody. The High Court on the 12th of January decided to release Lamichani on bail of 2 million rupees. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. European Union leaders will meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev today, bringing the promise of new sanctions against Russia but disappointing Ukraine's hope for swift membership to the European Union. The head of the group's executive commission, Ursula von der Leyen, arrived in Kiev by train yesterday, a symbolic journey to demonstrate support for Ukraine as the first anniversary of Russia's February 24, 2022 invasion of its neighbor approaches. Senior members of the European Union's executive met their counterparts in the Ukrainian government, and von der Leyen and the chairman of the 27 European Union national leaders, Charles Michel, will convene talks with Zelensky today. Zelensky called for more punitive measures against Russia by the European Union, but new sanctions the bloc is preparing for anniversary are set to fall short of Kiev government's demands. More than 122,000 people are reported to have fled their homes in just one day following the escalating of conflict in North Kivu province in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Xinhua News Agency cited a Save the Children report that 65,000 children were displaced due to the clashes between March 23 movement, the rebellious group, and the Democratic Republic of Congo armed forces on 24th and 25th of January. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Province No. 1, Gondiki Province and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Rashtriya Swatantra Party gives 2 days to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda and CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli to think about its claim of the Home Ministry. Malaysian Home Minister arrives in Nepal to discuss foreign employment. Fifth Special Planning Platform meeting begins in Kathmandu. Experts from 13 Asia-Pacific countries participating in the meeting. And European Union leaders meeting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in capital Kiev today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.